I gave my soul when I was 15, saved and sanctified, whatever this means. Minister Pete dipped my head in the water. Only thing that changed when I rose, I was colder. Then I got older, so my God, I started to trust in. So we got closer, so I start to love him. Either that or I just want to escape his judgment, because the day my brother told me hell was hotter than the oven, I became determined that I wasn't going to see it. But Jesus wasn't the motivation. Jesus wasn't the reason. I wasn't focused on deep praise. I was focused on trying to escape the heat wave. But it's not like I didn't know that he saved. And it's not like I didn't know that he paid for my sins. He stayed on the cross, hit the grave, rose in 3 days like a boss. All expense paid for my sins, no cost. Gave us the win, he took the loss. I want that love. Jesus, tell me, can you please share? I want to rub it all in like skincare, because I feel like the world hasn't been fair. The way they put the weight on, like we all bench here. They put the pressure on high for us to sin here. They make it seem if we don't sin, then we don't win here. The devil's coming too strong. It's getting hot in here. Like if I don't get my life right, I'd probably rot in here. Now, I don't like to sin, but since I got in here, no matter how much I moved, I didn't go nowhere. My life's a rocking chair. And I would hate when people would say they've been there. They say, don't feel bad because I've been there. I'm like, nah, first off, let us get clear. You might have been there. You never been here. You never felt the guilt of Satan arresting me. Demons just laugh because they know he got the best of me. Saying that I'm saved and I'm free from sin. Until that curvy mama walking with the curves again. Until I'm lusting after her until I lust again. But when people not living right the way, I'm judging them. Now, excuse me, friends. I ain't trying to get your sympathy, but sometimes I really feel Satan got it in for me. I know you going through, but you ain't sharing my pain. You may be hurting too, but we're just not the same. So excuse me, man, but my pain you can't borrow. Keep your own miseries, I keep my own sorrows. We're two different books, just got similar stories. To me, here's where home is. To you, here is foreign. I'm sorry, I deal with these thoughts every night, though I know it's still hope for my soul because of Christ. So before I sleep, I pray to the Lord my soul to keep. And if I should die before I wake, I pray to the Lord my soul to take. For goodness sakes, before I sleep, I pray to the Lord my soul to keep. And if I should die before I wake, I pray to the Lord my soul to take. For goodness sakes. It gets hard as the days go. I need change. Now I'm looking for a payphone. Who can I call that can change my whole day from the night to the morning? Joy from the storm. And who can tell me everything's all right when I'm mourning? The world got problems. Nobody's here to solve them. Only one who could been died for me. The Bible says Jesus wept and he cried for me. So why I should be discouraged is such a puzzle. It probably got something to do with I'm in a struggle. The enemy cyberbullied my space. I'm in trouble. He's coming too close. He's all up in my bubble. Like every time I feel like I done got my slate clean, he piled more on. Tell me, lick the plate clean. You already ate devil cake out the kitchen. You already did it. You might as well continue. So grab another plate and eat up your dinner. Because God couldn't use you for parts. You are finished. Derail, you're a sinner. So when you finish with that plate, find your name and sign in that hell's gates. No, I'm more than a conqueror. The Bible tells me I'm more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Give me another chance and I'm telling you I'll conquer her. Another world war feature me and the devil. He want me on his team, but I want to be a rebel. He's wanting a relationship, but I don't want to settle. And I keep on trying to tell him that I found somebody better. His name is Yahweh. They calling him Jehovah. He told me if I give him my soul when life is over, I can roll with the sun while the world waves goodbye. The moon starts to fade, the sun starts to rise, and all I gotta do is just give him my life. Confess from my heart I believe in the Christ, admit he's my God, repent from my ways, all of the above, and my soul would be saved. And yet the devil keep telling me that there's more to it. Like if I ain't pleasing myself, I just shouldn't do it. If it ain't all about me, tell the world screw it. My life is like a tunnel. I'm really going through it because I know that the devil's telling me something foolish. I want to walk right, but my Nike's saying I can't do it. And I know I can't give just half me, cause in the kingdom it's a family, no half breeds. But don't ask me if what I'm feeling is conviction or a spiritual battle that I just can't see. Is it the Lord who just came down and spoke to me and said I'm so much more than I chose to be or who I have become? Cause who I am is dumb if I think I am anything without your only son. And yeah, they say you took my sins and erased it, but I can still see the residue on the paper. That means I'm not perfect, but nobody on this earth is. And if you scratch the surface and you try to microscope me, you can see I'm not perfect. I'm more than a blemish, but you showed me on the cross all my flaws. They were worth it. So since I'm worth it, I guess that means you are too. You died for me, so that means I should live for you. So no matter what I do, I think it's safe to say you're the only reason I'll be confident on Judgment Day.